Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Searching for Someday by Jennifer Probst, narrated by Madeline Mabey.
Prologue. It was official. She was on the date from hell. Kate Seymour reached for her wine, forced a bright smile, and tried very hard not to stare at the lump of cheese hanging from her companion's chin. Okay, so he was a bit socially awkward. Still didn't make it right not to notice chicken parm was stuck on his face. She patted her chin in a silent plea for him to grab his napkin. Signals were the universal gesture women used when toilet paper was stuck to their shoe, or a price tag was hanging from their skirt. But this guy hadn't gotten the memo. He kept talking about his marketing business, which was kind of interesting, but how could she focus when she stared at a lump of mozzarella? Bradley? You've got something, right there on your... He swiped at it barehanded like a bear grabbing a fish, and the cheese fell onto the plate. Thanks. So, I'm really glad we finally got to do this in person. I enjoyed talking with you over the phone. Suddenly not hungry anymore, Kate pushed the last of her salmon around the plate and nodded. Me too. Being a business owner, I'm always fascinated by PR and the best ways to brand. What type of services do you offer at your company? Stupid stutter. It always slipped out when she was nervous about making a good impression. Not that her date seemed to care about her thoughtful question. In fact, he